Welcome to another episode of Japan Experience Cracking the Vault. I'm your host, DJ City. DJ Gladiator cannot be with me at this time to record this episode. We recorded this episode for Tokyo Tower, which aired earlier in the year. This episode is covering Kimura Kyla and her first album called Kyla. Now, something we didn't mention in the episode is that the front cover was actually to mock another artist. I believe it was I that she was mocking. We don't have that information completely sure, so we know it's a mock of something, but we'll give you the links to at least the Wikipedia. I think it did classify that she was mocking I at the time. The reason we went after this album is this album has a lot of interest as a musical album than anything else. This album actually was very popular with the fan base, so we said, hey, we should cover this. So without further ado, here's the episode that we did for Kyla's first album for Tokyo Tower, which you can hear weeknights on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you are listening to them, join in the chat room. Go to their website on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Tokyo Tower FM or Tokyo Tower Show. We'll have the links on the website. So come on in, look at their website, ask them how they get in the chat room. They will send you an invite to come on in and join the conversation, because we're always having fun chit-chatting. So if you are interested in hearing more about our show, always, we welcome comments, and then you can send all that information directly to us. But first, let's get on with the show. Like I told you, you just leave those boxes of cookies out and he'll go after it. Oh, hi, everybody. We're back.
That's right.
That's right. We've invaded the studio again. We got to be eating cookies. He was happy. We left some Oreos and some milk there. He's a happy camper.
Oh, yeah. We're keeping him busy.
Yeah. He's happy. But we're back here to tell you about, we've broken the vault again. Unfortunately, this time it's off its rockers, and we're going to have to really
get do a lot of work to put it back together.
Oh, yeah. That's why we've been gone so long, because we have to guard the vault. We just can't leave it open.
No way.
Because someone would go in and steal the Kimura Kyla's first album, yes. Kyla.
Yeah.
If someone stole that, that would be so wrong.
That would be really bad.
Exactly, because it's such a great album.
Definitely.
Kimura Kyla came out in 2005, and this was basically around the same time we were out and just talking about getting ready to fly out, actually.
Yeah, just about when we were doing that. She released her second major single. Well, that was her third one. That was out.
Oh, we're talking about Happiness, right?
I was talking about Happiness when we were planning it, but Rido-ra-rido-ha is the one that was released when we were actually there.
Yeah, because on December 6th, 2005 is when the actual album came out.
2004. We were in there in 2005.
Sorry, 2004. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Which is kind of odd because we were talking about it in 2005, though.
Yes. Anyway.
Everyone can make a mistake. But this album came out. We didn't hear anything about it until we got to Japan.
No, actually, we didn't even know about the album until we were in Tokyo.
Was it Tokyo? Yes, it was.
Yes.
When we were going around and getting bombarded by Vodafone commercials.
Yes, with Rido-ra-rido-ha playing in the background.
God, that's such a great song still.
Yes, it is. And we were in Akiba in a music store. And I just went up to a guy and
wasn't
said...
Wasn't it Tower? It was Tower, actually.
No. This is the first time when I asked what the song was and who the artist was.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So I asked, and he pointed it out, and he's Kimura Kyla. Rido-ra-rido-ha. Oh, all right. Cool. I'll pick it up. So I bought the single.
Okay.
Then and there. And then we were in Shibuya in Tower Records.
Yes.
At a listening station, I was the one that noticed it. Oh, Kyla, an album. So I put it on, listened to about 30 seconds of the first four songs.
I think I was with you when we were listening to the album. And I was like, oh my God, this is good.
I was sold. I just bought it on the spot.
I was a little cautious. I wasn't really 100% sure if I would like it. I had to get it home first and listen to the whole thing. Because I'm a cautious buyer, unfortunately.
Well, I was used to the prices, and as I said, I was sold. 30 seconds of each, the first four songs, and all right, done. I'm buying it.
Yeah, I think if I heard Happiness, I think I would have bought it too myself. But it was the last copy, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And it was the first pressing, wasn't it?
Yes, it is.
My copy is a third pressing. which we'll get into in a second, why that's kind of interesting. But getting back to the album, this album is solidly packed with songs. Level 42 was their first single. The second single was Happiness, and both of them did really well in sales.
That's right.
And what's interesting about the CD, I think, probably one of our best CDs so far.
Oh, definitely. We keep saying that, you know, where do you go when you have such a great first album? There's nowhere to go except down. Now, she actually went up in sales with her second album.
That's correct.
But the quality we didn't think was quite the same. It wasn't as good of an album the first few times that we were listening to it. It's grown on me since then, but Circle, her second album, did not come off as well put together as Kyla did.
I think it's because of the type of audio it was. It was more rock, but there seemed to be like a change a little in it.
Yeah,
just
there
didn't
was.
Seem to flow nicely. Mm-hmm. I think it was a problem.
Yeah.
But I mean, off that album, off her second album, which we won't get into, there are four singles that were really impressive off that album.
Yeah.
And that was the first song that got you interested into her. It was Ri-Ra-Ri-Ra-Ha.
Yeah. But her debut album only had two singles.
Which is odd, because usually don't they have three?
They've usually got three or four singles out before they release an album.
Okay. So I guess that kind of struck me a little odd. That is only Level 42 and Happiness. Now,
that's
Happiness...
Right.
It's such a kick-ass video.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there she is playing with her tambourine, and she has all her
sitting
friends
on a magic bus.
In the magic bus, yes.
Having fun with the band.
And it's just all happy.
Exactly.
You just cannot want to get up and party with them.
That's right.
When you watch the video. And it's this infectious happiness that comes over you when you watch this video. I just can't explain it.
Right.
But, you know.
You know, and then... maybe unintentional, or because we're English speakers listening to Japanese music, but then you've got some of the fun song titles like "You Know You Love Me?" Question
oh, yes.
mark.
That
yeah. Yeah, it's like "You Know You Love Me?" Huh? You know.
Or how about "Happiness" with the three exclamation marks?
That's right.
Well, let's first talk about the album itself, give a rundown of the titles of the song, because there's so many. I can tell you this right now, if you listen to the album from beginning to end, I could listen to this whole album and not stop listening to it.
Oh, definitely.
And over and over and over and over and over again. Well, maybe that was too many overs, but you know exactly what I mean.
I've done that enough times.
We've all done it enough times, I think. So let's go look at the rundown of the albums. Gladiator, do you want to take it away?
So
of the singles, I should say. Songs, I should say.
Yeah. So the album leads off with Untie.
Yep.
And then, as the aforementioned, You Know You Love Me.
Yeah.
And then Anokoro, followed by Happiness.
Which was such a kick-ass track.
Yes. And then she gets into her Inventor groove.
Yeah, with Inventor. Yeah.
Followed by DTS.
Do we ever find out what DTS stood for, or we're just
no,
not
I don't think so.
Sure. Okay.
I don't think we ever found out, and if we did, I've forgotten.
Mm.
And then Level 42.
Yeah.
Followed by Dare.
Mm-hmm.
And then Because.
You're weak?
Yeah. You do get kind of weak by then. You're a little bit tired after, you know, just rocking out so much.
Now, the song's called Weak, by the way. Just don't
yes.
worry. Yeah.
And then Whatever Are You Looking For?
I don't know what I'm looking for. Do you know what you're looking for?
I'm looking for the final song, Sola.
Oh, okay.
Which may be just a romanized version of the word soda.
Okay.
Or sky. Mm-hmm. And of course, the fun thing about that song is at the end, she ends the album by chuckling and laughing. And you know you've had a good time listening to it. Cause
yes. There's something about this album, though. I just can't be in a bad mood when I'm listening to this album also. I find that the whole album flows nicely.
Definitely.
Like, what's your take on the whole album?
Oh, it certainly
after you
flows.
As you're listening to it. If you're in a bad mood, do you think this would cheer you up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, especially the first four songs. You know, starting with Untie and then through Happiness. I mean, if you're not feeling good and in a great mood, jumping around, having fun after Happiness, then either you don't like music or, you know, you're just not listening to the same thing we are.
Or you're dead.
Yeah.
I would have to put dead. So what song should we take out of this? I mean, there's so many good songs.
There is.
Should we do an album track or should we just go right for the fun stuff?
Now, the easy answer would be Happiness.
Yes.
Because we keep talking about it.
So, now, I guess Happiness is it.
Yeah, that would probably be the easiest decision.
Yeah. Because Zippy's happy, so why don't we all get happy?
That's right.
Here on WAWL, Red Bank, Chattanooga. And as you know, you can find the video out on our website because of copyright reasons. Yeah, I know it sucks. I agree. But here's the information. Here's how you can contact us. Go to our website at www.jradio.net. Go to the website and you can email us there. You can also find us on Twitter. We're usually on Twitter once in a blue moon. The Twitter name is Japan Experience. You can also send us email, fans@jradio.net. We always like to get the emails. And if you're trying to get in touch with Tokyo Tower guys, send us the email. We'll forward it to them and they can contact you. So, not to worry if you can't catch a show. You know, you'll hear it back here on WAWL. Well, not WAWL. You'll hear it back here on TJX. But to hear the new show live, you have to go to their website. Well, we will soon have it up soon, hopefully. We haven't sent them any new episodes, but we got 4 in the can right now. They're ready to go. Just a matter of time. And also, if you notice that we've been slacking a little, I do apologize. We've been very busy here at the studios. I'm getting ready to move to a new area. I'm going to be moving farther away from Gladiator, so we're trying to still work that one out. And we're always looking for ideas. If you have an idea that you haven't heard us talk about, and trust me, I'm going to get a show recorded soon because I'm going to have me, Gladiator, and a special guest joining in our conference next time we get together. So, if you have any questions, comments, send them on in. You know how to reach us, fans@jradio.net. It all goes to one email, and I'll be able to go and forward it over to whoever needs it. So, till next time, we thank you for listening. Until next time, Jane, bye-bye.